Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I climb so far, only to backslide. Lord, I may be sliding back, but I will not abandon you.
Are you ready for the Word of God?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is the teacher. And the Holy Spirit will teach your people today. Speak to the heart of your people. Help them to understand. Open their eyes to see what you want them to understand. Give us the ear to hear what the Spirit of God wants to speak to the church, Father. Help us, Lord. Give us revelation and understanding of what you want to speak to the church. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. A few years ago, I was talking about demonology. And after I listened to the teaching, I decided that I need to teach the same thing again. And I want to bring this back to the church to talk about demonology. In fact, about demons. And in fact, we have many CD, 9 CD already in the series. I have not finished the lesson. So I want to bring it back. Some of you may have heard this teaching before, but I believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. In this series, I was talking about how Jesus dealt with demons. Talk about, can Christians be influenced or affected by demons? We're talking about the city of our life, that how demons take different parts of the city. And you can get those MP3 teaching or CD to listen later on. I believe that this kind of teaching, if we compare to the school grade, is not for PhD, is not for master degree level, but it's about ninth grade level in the Christian walk. If you are Christian long enough, you should know the subject of demonology. This subject is so special to my heart. Maybe because I'm a doctor. Maybe because I have seen x-ray that people walk around with brain tumor inside. And that brain tumor, cancer, we call glioblastoma multiforme, is eating up like a finger into the brain and kill that person little by little. The person looked normal outside, but the cancer is eating up inside. And 9 months later, the patient died of brain cancer. I have seen so many people who walk around and they have AIDS inside their body. They have virus, certain kind of virus that destroy their liver, their physical organs, and they are dying slowly. As a doctor, I see the effect of diseases that can destroy people. And demons are the same thing. They are inside people. And they eat people up little by little, killing people. One day, I was watching Paul reading his school book. And he is only ninth grade. And in that school book, the book teach him to put handkerchief on the mouth when he cough, to wash his hand before he eat, to prevent himself from being affected by people who get a cold or any kind of infection. Even ninth grade students learn how to protect themselves from being infected or receiving some bad things to their life. If you walk in the hospital everywhere, you see a bottle on the wall, we call antiseptic solution, that you put your hand in there and squeeze the antiseptic and you wash your hand before you walk into the patient's room. Anytime you go to the bathroom, you will wash your hand before you go out after you finish your activity. Because you know that if you walk out without washing your hand, you may cause infection later on. You do so many things to protect yourself. Some people, when they get into the airplane, they may put the mask on because somebody coughed close to them on the airplane. You do everything to protect yourself. But why don't Christians study the Bible, how to protect themselves from demonic influences or attack? Why don't Christians study and learn how to cast out demons from themselves and from other people? We need to understand this thing. If we wash our hand every day to protect ourselves from diarrhea, from gastrointestinal infection, or we wash our hands to prevent ourselves to get a cold, or even brush our teeth every day and put the dental floss in so that we will not have root abscess or infection in our teeth and cause us to pay so many thousands of dollars to see the doctor because we get sick. Why don't we study about demonology? I want to encourage all of you, don't despise this teaching. Don't think that this teaching is not important. It's very important because there are millions of demons out there that are trying to destroy you and kill you and try to affect your marriage, your finances, your kids, your church life, and everything. Therefore, we need to understand demonology. And I want to revisit this issue again at this time because a lot of you were not here in year 2004 that I was teaching about demonology. Definitely, you can go get the CD. The word demons come from the Greek language, daimonion, which means evil spirit or unclean spirit, or the spirit being without body. Where do this demon come from? We don't know. Jesus never talked about where do they come from. But what we need to know, what we can see from the Bible is that Jesus and the Jewish people in that generation realized that there are demons. And Jesus cast out a lot of demons in his ministry. One third of his ministry, one third is making disciples and teaching the word. One third is healing the sick. And one third of his ministry is casting out demons. But why the church never talk about casting out demons? Even though Jesus did it one third of his ministry. Why the church never even demonstrate the power of God to cast out demons nowadays? Because we are seeker sensitive. Because we don't want to offend anybody in the church. My dear brother and sister, I'm not going to live in the fear of man that sensitive to the seeker. I'm going to set the captive free. I'm going to do whatever God tells me to do in the Bible. We believe in casting out demons and we believe that demons are real. Amen. Sometimes people are confused with the word devils. Actually, King James Version called demons devils. But actually, we should not call devils. We should call demons. Because the word devil comes from the word diabolos, which means accuser or slanderer. Evil spirit or demons are spirit beings that are on the earth right now, working in the life of people. They are not angels. They are not fallen angels. Fallen angels, they are out there in the heavenly realms, and they have their own spiritual body. But demons have no body. So they are looking for the body to stay in or to occupy so that they can demonstrate their character. And these demons are worshipped or are pleased by pagan religions. Before I became a Christian, I worshipped demons too. If you know my life story, and if you never go to Thailand with me, you will not understand that evil spirits are real. When I was a young man, I went to a place where a young woman about 16 years old would sit down like this and began to make some kind of word, and then demon would come on her and she would jump from one place, jump in this position and jump, jump, jump without leg, you know, no leg, and jump, 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 jump about 10 feet and she began to speak. And I would go to her and she would put a spell on me. Then they put the knife, pull the knife out and put on my back. This is a true story. The demon will protect me from being cut in my back. And this happened so many times. I have the knife pull out and cut on my back and nothing happened to me. No even scar. They are powerful too. They can do something supernatural. But I was full of hatred. I was full of arrogance. I hated God. And I was so full of jealousy. I was full of sin because I follow demons. Thank God that many years ago, missionary from America told me the gospel. And thank God for missionaries from the U.S. that now I'm safe. I'm not serving demon anymore. If you go to those kind of country, you will see the demonic power. Demonic power in America may be working in a different way. They may come in the form of pornography. They may come in the form of pride, religion, tradition. Come in to the church and give false teaching and give some kind of weird thing into the church. And even some kind of diluting the message of the gospel. We're going to look in the scripture today. Amen. So evil spirits are real, and people in the pagan religion worship them and ask them for something. I remember when I was young, I have something in the bottle that the spirit is in there, and I can ask for protection, and I can ask to do that demon to do something for me to hurt other people. Wow, so many things happen in the world that American people never see and never understand about the spiritual world. Thank God that I have seen those things and understand about demons quite well. Demons are on earth here. They are earthbound. They are not in the heavenly realms. They are here. The Bible says in King James Version, Matthew 12:43, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walked through dry places, seeking rest and find none. So you can see the demons live on earth here. They dwell on earth. And they were walking around. They don't have wings like angels. They cannot fly. They walk around looking for a body to demonstrate or to reveal their character. Demons of alcoholism will look for a person who will drink alcohol to demonstrate or to reveal their character of wanting to drink alcohol. The demon of lies will find a body so that he can use or they can use the tongue to lie. The demons of lust will find a person who will reveal the lust in their body. The demons of deception will find somebody to deceive and to go out and deceive people. There are so many kinds of demons that will fit with every kind of sin on earth. Any kind of sin on earth have demon match with that sin. Lust, greed, lies, deception, pride, religion. When I say religion, mean don't depend on Jesus, but depend on their own ability. And legalism, legalistic demon, come into the church and start to point finger on people and touch other people. And those are very, very dangerous demons because they come in the form of religion in the church that people don't see. They don't go out and kill people. Murderer demons. I believe that when the plane hit the two towers in America, in New York, that are demonic activities. The demon in those people want to kill and steal and to destroy. Amen. And we don't need to know where this demon come from. Well, I want to be clear about the word possession. When the Bible talks about demon come into people, especially Christian, the Bible used the word daimonizo or demonize. The word demonize doesn't mean the demon really owned you. Christians can have demon. But the demon does not own you. The demon only influence you. You know, when you give your life to Jesus, Jesus is the master of your life. He is the Lord of your life. But let me ask this question. How many people believe that you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you? And let me ask the second question. How many people can say that you give the full control to the Holy Spirit of every single area of your life? Raise your hand up. Every single area. Money, sex, how to spend time, your mouth, your words. Even I can myself cannot raise my hand. I may not give the full control to the Holy Spirit in everything in my life. And there are areas in our life that we don't give to God. And we still rebel against God. And we still kind of run our own life. Certain areas, some of you may be so good in spending time, but the area of money, you say, God, don't touch my money. I'm not going to give 10%. I'm going to keep my money with me. You don't give God the control of your money. So you know what happened? Demon, look for that spot, the empty spot in your life that you don't give the control to him. And demon may come in and start to influence you with the demons of poverty. You can have the spirit of poverty. Everything has to be cheap. Everything has to be broken in your home. You're going to buy things for church. You go and buy from the garage sale. You go to the garage sale and buy some broken thing for the church. Just get to be poor all the time. That is the demon of the spirit of poverty. And I'm going to preach about spirit of poverty one of these days. Because I don't like to see that in the church. That we just so cheap. Everything is so cheap. We need to understand that demons come in. He did not take ownership. But he will influence the area that you don't give to God. That's why it's so important to submit to God. Submit to God in every single area of your life. Surrender to God in every area of your life. Why, when I lay hand and get the fire of God on people, I ask people to come out here. Because when you walk out of your chair and come to the front and raise your hand up to be prayed for, you are showing to God that I surrender to you. I give my life to you. It's show yielding and surrendering heart or attitude that I want to surrender. If you still hold back something in your life, you don't want to give to God, you open the door for the demonic power to come and stay and occupy and influence you. And then it will try to destroy you. My dear brother and sister, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we need to yield to God 100% of every area of our life if we want to be set free. Amen. We need to really surrender and we need to examine ourselves all the time, any area of our life that God cannot move in and cannot occupy. Maybe you can say, God, you can be in my living room, you can be in my family room, in my kitchen, but don't come into my bedroom because there is a pornographic book in there and I don't want you to see. So you set aside the bedroom and say, this area are going to keep all the bad things there and God cannot come in. And that's where demon going to come and occupy because you don't give that area to God. Any area, finances, relationship, sex, work, education, whatever area in your life, do you ask yourself, do you give those areas to God 100% or not? Don't let demon come in and occupy those areas. Demon can come in and can attack you in two ways. They can attack you outside, outwardly. They can come and talk to you. They're not in you yet, but they can start to talk to you. And if you yield, for example, they may come and talk to you and say, yeah, go to the computer, go to that website and look at those pornographic pictures. And you just listen to the demon and go to the website and start to look. You know what happened? You open the door of your spiritual eyes. You open your eyes, the door. When you look at it, then the demon come in. And the next step is to start to think about adultery and start to cheat your wife. And next step is to go to something else and deeper because demon will bring in their friends, that cohort, and start to attack you in many areas. You need to shut it down right away. You say, no, I'm not going to listen to that. Demons are very, very cunning. And they will try to attack you in certain area. And they will bring in more and more and more to attack you. Demon can occupy certain areas. Demon can influence you certain area. How many of you have this feeling sometimes? I have this feeling sometimes. Sometimes you're just driving or get up in the morning and suddenly you feel like a cloud of darkness come upon you. And suddenly you feel depressed. You feel heavy that day. You cannot smile. You feel like, oh, the world is going to collapse right now. The Bible says, I give you example, Isaiah 61 verse 3, talking about the spirit of heaviness or the spirit of depression. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. That's why I love the joy of God. Because get rid of demonic power, the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Sometimes you wake up and you feel like some cloud come upon you. A cloud of heaviness. And you feel depressed. You feel negative all day long. And you feel kind of fussy. When your wife talks to you, you want to bite everybody. The spirit of heaviness come upon you. You need to resist the devil. You need to resist demon. And you need to submit to God. You need to submit to God. You need to understand that that is the demonic attack on you. Amen. You need to recognize the scheme of the enemy. You need to know who your enemies are. If you don't know your enemies, you're going to be in trouble because they're going to get all over you. Amen. Demons will follow people. Demon will follow you from generation to generation. If you trace back, you can see the activity of demon from your grandfather, your father, and come down to you and your grandchildren. I remember when I was a young man, before I got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, I have to admit that I have a lot of unclean thoughts when I was not a believer. That time we were, thank God my wife is not sitting here. When we were boyfriend, girlfriend, I always have this thought come up in me to be unfaithful to my wife. And I think a lot of guys are like that. They have unclean thinking, unclean picture in their mind. When I look back, trace back to my grandfather, he has many wives. And I have the same problem. But thank God I gave my life to Jesus in 1981. And I get into the fire of God. And God burned all those junk out of me. And now I cannot think like that anymore. Now I love my wife. I wake up morning and say, I miss Da. I love Da. I don't want to be unfaithful to her. If you notice one thing in this church, I never get close to any woman in the church. Because I protect myself from getting into adultery. I want to protect myself. I don't want demon to come in and start to work on me. I want to protect myself. I guard my thoughts. Amen. Some people are attacked by the demon from generation to generation. From the father. If the father is negative, the kid's going to be negative. That's why dad, in a few weeks, we're going to have Father Day. I want to tell you right now, it's so important for you to really live a holy life. It's so important to you to get right with God and get 100% with God. Because if you don't take care of yourself to get right with God now, the demon going to follow you into your kids. And they're going to get attacked as well. We're talking about to generation to generations. We need to fix it now. Don't wait. Fix it now. Dad, in this room. I decided to be a man who fear God because I don't want my kids to get those kind of demons to follow them. This is serious. We're talking about destruction to generation to generation. Amen. Do you know that the supreme aim of the demon? In fact, when we preach and we hear the sermon about, oh, the devil does that and this, that. Actually, we are not dealing directly with the devil or Satan. Satan is the head of demon. The falling angel, the archangel that fell into sin. But he used his little soldier everywhere on earth. And we call evil spirit or unclean spirit. So in fact, you are not dealing with the devil himself. You're dealing with demons. And the aims of both the devil or Satan and demons, number one, the primary aim is to stop people from coming to Christ. The second aim, if he cannot stop you from coming to Christ because you make decision to know Jesus, the second aim is to stop you from being effective for Christ. He will frustrate you. He will lie to you. He will deceive you, or they, demons. They will deceive you. They will try to do everything to stop you from being effective and mature in Christ. That is their scheme. They can do so many ways. I give you example. You may be able to stay up until 2 a.m. watching a nice show in the TV. And next day on Sunday, you cannot wake up to come to church. But when you start to pick up the Bible at 10 p.m. and read the Bible, the spirit of slumber will come and start to knock on your door and make you fall asleep on the couch. But you can watch TV until 2 a.m. Or maybe your kids, 5 years old or 10 years old girl, your own daughter. You can dress her up on Friday night, get dressed, she smiles, she walk out, very cute girl, and go to the shopping mall. And she never complained. But on Sunday morning before you come to the spirit-filled church, you dress her up, she's gonna lie on the floor, kick her leg in the air, and say, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. And cry and shout and say, I don't want to go to church. The spirit in her caused her not want to come to church, to the spirit-filled church. I've seen so many patients of mine that have been attacked by demon. Some of them may be attacked by the demon of accident. One accident, after another accident, after another accident. The curse of accident from demon. And they cannot serve God. They spend most of their time in the hospital. I've seen one lady who got attacked by demon. And she lost her husband. Her husband divorced her. She lost her job. She lost her home. You know why? Because this is what the Bible says. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the good news is, Jesus have come that they may have life. And they may have it more abundantly. The primary goal of demons and Satan is to kill you, to steal from you the joy, the love, the inheritance of Christ in your life, your health, your relationship. He wants to split you up from your husband. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to steal your kids. And my job as a pastor is try to protect you as much as I can. I'm going to do everything. I think that's why I love to lay hand on people and get into the fire of God. Because I know that sometimes people cannot get set free without the anointing. We need to kick the demon out by the fire of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because demon will come in and sneak in to destroy you. He will deceive you. He will frustrate you. He will defeat you. He will make you feel miserable. And many times, you know, the devil can attack you many ways. He can attack your mind. This is the most common thing we call stronghold. They attack your mind subtly. Out of the blue, you sit there. I don't like Pastor Lau. He speak too strong. He preach too strong. He lay hand too much. He talk about the fire of God too much. I don't like him anymore. I leave this church. And then they miss the blessing of being touched by the fire of God. The devil will talk to you to hate me. And the devil try to affect me too. You know, many times you think Dr. Lau never get attacked by the devil. I get attacked all the time. But I stand firm in faith and fight. I'm not letting him get all over me. Many times the devil will come to me and attack me this way. I tell you. Can I tell you my personal thing? He always attack me. You are a failure. Look at your church. Small. Other church bigger than you. You are a failure. Oh, you have talked too much about the fire of God. Stop it. Stop it. People don't like it. They will not come to your church. He talk like that all the time to me. And I have to say, no, I'm not a failure. Then I start to pray in tongue. I start to talk, to press into God. And then God talk to me. Mom. Mom is my nickname. You are not a failure. If those pastors who have 5,000 members go to Thailand, they may have 50 members. You speak with accent. You are not American born. And you have a few hundred members in the church. You're not a failure. You are successful. I didn't grow up here. I just went to listen to Joyce Meyer on Thursday with my daughter. Oh, this lady. She is a great preacher. And I was sitting there. Can I preach like her? And I said, no way. Because English is my first language. I cannot speak like that. So I thank God that at least I have a few hundred members in this church. I don't have a big crowd in Seattle. But when I go to Thailand, I have 1,000 people. Amen. Because I speak Thai. You see, therefore, the devil try to make you compare yourself with other people and put you down and make you feel bad, make you depressed, and make you want to just quit. And just stop serving God. He meant want to make you ineffective. So be careful. Don't let the devil use you to open your mouth and speak something to make people discouraged. Amen. You need to always lift people up. People need to be encouraged. Don't let the devil do that. Don't let demons of discouragement come and discourage you and discourage other people. Amen. People need to be encouraged all the time. Amen. Sometimes I look at other believers and God spoke to me, don't touch, don't discourage them. I say, why? They are your brothers. And they're serving God. Why are you attacking and why you are criticizing them? They are serving God with you. Amen. When Phil was leading worship a while ago, God spoke to me, that's your brother. Encourage him. He's serving God. He's not going out there drinking and doing bad things. He's serving God up here. Why judging him? Why criticizing him? No! That is demon. Demon will speak to you to judge him. The judging spirit. The critical spirit. No, I speak today. I preach to myself. I preach strong today. One thing I like Joyce Meyer. She's strong. I like that. She's just get on the point. Bam! Bam! I like that. I don't like to go around the bushes. Just go on the point. So people will grow up. In fact, when I look at her on Thursday night, can I share with you my heart? When I was looking and listening to her, God spoke to me. This is the manifestation of the love of God. God used a 65 years old woman who is like a mother, to the body of Christ, speak so well, and correcting the body of Christ to get on with their life and to do the right thing. She is like a mother correcting the children. And you know, that mother comes from the heart of God. God loved people to put up this apostle, prophet, evangelist, teachers like her, and a pastor to come and correct. Correction is good. Preaching strong is good. People need to hear that so that you can shape up your life and become effective for the kingdom of God instead of being baby Christian for all the time and get the devil run all over you. Amen. This is serious business. The kingdom of God is not just about tickling your ear and make you have fun. No, we need to grow up. We need to know how to fight with the devil, fight with the enemy. We need to rise up and grow up and stop the destruction from the enemy. Don't let the devil win you and have his program all over you. Amen. Amen. I want to see our whole church clean up from the demonic power. The demon will lie to you. The demon will lie to young girl in this church. It's okay. You already turned 20. 21. You should not wait too long to 34. You should find somebody now. Even non-believer, it's okay to marry a non-believer. He lied to you and you say, yeah. I'm 21 already. I need to find a boyfriend now. Even he worships Satan, it's okay. No! Don't listen to the lie. The Bible says don't joke to the unbelievers. You're going to check your tear later on if you marry an unbeliever. I have to be strong today. Amen. I have a job as a father. I'm 55 years old. I'm older than many of you. I have a job to correct people in the church. Amen. Don't listen to the devil. Oh, don't look at that brother. Demon will speak to you to hate one another. The demon of hatred. Amen. Demon will speak to you. Don't like the glory of God. Oh, those falling, those laughter. He hates the glory of God. He doesn't want us to move in the glory because he knows that if the glory of God moves, you're going to be set free. Amen. He wants us to be seeker sensitive church so that we cool down on the Holy Spirit. Yesterday I came to the prayer meeting and I was laughing in the Holy Spirit and God speak to me. You know, your joy is not about your success in this church. How many people come to church? Your joy is in me and your joy is in doing what I call you to do. Even though you may have only 2 members in the church and no one want to be with you, but if you obey me, that is success to me. I don't want to have a big crowd. But people, all of them are demonized and live in pornography and the kids just get into trouble. People get sick. I want to do the right thing. And I believe that we will not stay small. We will get bigger. Amen. Revival is coming. Amen. I believe that there are people out there who like this kind of church. I believe that there are people out there who like the church that want to go on 100% with God. Not just tickle their ears. And people out there are you too. How many people like go on with God 100%? Yes. Amen. 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 It's not about how many we have now, but it's about how many we have in the end time. When Jesus come back. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, I just go through all the introduction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I need to perform an operation today. I'm going to have to cut some demon out of you. Amen. Today, I need to cast out some demons of people. If you think you need to be set free, if you humble yourself and you say, God, clean me up. Maybe I have some wrong thoughts. Maybe I have something that blocked me from being effective for God. I want you to really seek God to be set free today. I believe that in the name of Jesus, you can be set free. If you repent of your sin, you're hungry for me change, and you want to move on with God and to be effective for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May the fire of God come and burn. Spirit of religion. Spirit of tradition. Spirit of fear of man. The spirit of doubt, deception, and lies from this church. May this fire of God come and burn the spirit of lukewarmness, spirit of poverty, the stinginess, spirit of fear, doubt out of this church. In the name of Jesus, before I go into surgery, every single surgery, I will wash my hand for at least 5 minutes with antiseptic soap. We put the gown, we put the glove, sterile glove. If the glove touch a little bit on the object outside the operative field, I will pull that glove off and put a new glove in right away. Because we don't want even one bacteria to be on the body of the patients. I don't want even one spirit to be in you. I want you to be cleaned up. I want you to be effective for the kingdom of God. We need to have a clean up service once a while. Because sometimes people go out and get contaminated and need to be set free. Come back in and clean it up. Maybe some of you right now have the spirit of lukewarmness. You cannot just be on fire for God. I tell you, this morning I woke up, I got on fire already. I woke up and I start to get drunk. When I could walk around my house, driving to the church, I start to cry and start to say, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. I don't want any spirit of lukewarmness in me. I want to be on fire for God all the days of my life. I put in the Facebook, Pastor Lau is on fire for God now. Now. In the Facebook, there is an area called, what are you doing now? I say, on fire for God now. Never stop on fire for God. Amen. Some of you may have the spirit of slumber. You can stay home, read the book, but every time you come to church, I see some people when I start to preach. Need to be delivered. Every time sermon come up, start to fall asleep. I'm not attacking anyone. I'm trying to help. I loved you. Amen. Amen. If you think you need to be set free. Well, first of all, before we do that, I don't want to cast out demons on people who are not saved, because more are going to come back in. You need to fill your life with Jesus. The Bible says everyone is sinner and falls short of the glory of God. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And God say, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to be saved and go to heaven with me. How many of you know without a shadow of a doubt that if you die today, you will go to heaven? If you're not sure today, I want to encourage you. The Bible say, whosoever call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. I want to encourage you to call on his name right now to be saved. How many people want to go to heaven? God want to give abundant life. good life. Amen. Jesus come to give us life. Why don't you pray with me? Father in heaven, I have a sinful nature. Jesus died on the cross to pay for my sin. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. I'm born again today. Repent of my sin. Give me the passion to preach the gospel and to live for the kingdom. Set me free. Deliver me from every demonic power. In the name of Jesus, I want to be effective for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have faith that God can set you free. If you are those people who want to be clean today, come out in the front here. Come out to the front. Believe that God will clean you up. Maybe certain area of your life that need to be cleaned up. Right now, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord to show you what area that you haven't given to God. You still hold back. And you say, God, I repent of my sin. I repent of my sin. Maybe you see the patterns in your father, your mother, your grandfather, something. Maybe alcoholism. Maybe worry. You worry all the time. You keep worrying. Maybe area of sickness. Maybe your family have cancer. And you know that cancer keep following your family. You say, God, I don't want any spirit of cancer in my life. I don't want arthritis in my life. I repent today. I ask you to help me. Repent of your sin. Forgive everybody that has offended you. Forgive them. Forgive your husband. Forgive your wife. Forgive the friends in the church that may make you feel upset. Believe that the power of the Holy Spirit will set you free today. I'm going to lead you in prayer. You follow my prayer. And after the end of your prayer, I'm going to pray for you. If you feel like something going to come out, let them come out. And one way that the spirit can come out of you, spirit is a wind, like a wind. It may come out through your mouth. Many times people cough. So please don't cough on people in front of you. Cough to the floor. Okay, please don't cough on their hair. Cough to the floor. Maybe the spirit will touch you and you start to cry. Something come out from the inside and cry. Cry, go ahead. Don't hold back. Don't stop it. Maybe the spirit make you laugh because God is performing an operation on you. Just go ahead and laugh. Are you ready? Close your eyes. Believe. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Pray with me. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I want to be free.
I want to be free.
I submit to you.
I submit to you.
And resist the devil.
And resist the devil.
I repent of my sin.
I repent of my sins.
I give every area of my life to you.
I give every area of my life to you.
If I have hold back something in my life.
If I have hold back something in my life.
I did not yield to you.
I did not yield to you.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please help me.
Please help me.
May your Holy Spirit come.
May your Holy Spirit come.
And help me.
And help me.
Set me free today.
Set me free today.
I forgive everybody.
I forgive everybody.
Who have offended me.
Who have offended me.
I'm gonna walk by love.
I'm gonna walk by love.
And by faith.
And by faith.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe.
I believe
that you have given me authority.
You give me authority.
The keys of the kingdom.
The keys of the kingdom.
Whatever I bind on earth,
whatever I bind on earth,
shall be bound in heaven.
In heaven.
Whatever we lose on earth,
whatever we lose in heaven,
shall be loose in heaven.
Shall be loose in heaven.
Today,
today,
I believe.
I believe.
As we come into deliverance,
as we come into deliverance,
heaven will back me up.
Heaven will back me up.
So right now,
so right now,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
the name that is above all names,
the name that is above all names,
I command.
Command.
Demonic power.
Demonic power.
Demonic influence.
Demonic influence.
To go out of me.
Go out of me.
Completely.
Completely.
I am set free.
I am set free.
By the power.
By the power.
Of the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And the power of the blood of Jesus.
The power of the blood of Jesus.
The power of the Spirit of God.
The power of the Spirit of God.
Today.
Today.
Is the day.
Day.
Of my salvation, my deliverance.
My deliverance.
I call on the name of the Lord.
I call on the name of the Lord.
The Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus.
I am set free now.
I'm set free now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now I'm going to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I command every spirit, every demonic power to go from every soul, every body, every mind, people in this room right now in Jesus' mighty name. You must go away in Jesus' mighty name. You must go away in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much. Okay.